Last year, in the wake of controversial patient-facing cuts at the University of Vermont Health Network, lawmakers passed a new law. They said regulators would get to intervene if they didn't think hospitals should be shuttering a service. But now, barely a year later, lawmakers are already second-guessing that decision. On this week's edition of the Capital Recap, Vermont Public's Lola DeFore and Peter Hirschfeld talk about what this means for healthcare reform.
We're about to talk about hospital regulations, and it might sound boring, but this is an issue that has real-life implications for Vermonters and the healthcare services that they can and cannot access. And we know that, Lola, because of an episode with the state's largest hospital back in 2024. Remind us what happened.
Yeah, so back then, the University of Vermont Health Network got budget orders from the Green Mountain Care Board that they did not like. And in response, hospital executives said, okay, fine, we're going to cut dialysis, we're going to cut primary care, and we're going to cut psychiatric inpatient beds.
Lawmakers were incensed at UVM as a result of this. They thought the network was abusing its power as a healthcare provider to effectively undermine the regulatory powers that be. And they decided to fight back. What did they do?
So they decided to pass a law that said not only can our regulators tell you how much you can spend, but they can now tell you whether or not you are allowed to shutter a particular service.
And yet, now we're here during this current legislative session, and we're seeing lawmakers sort of second-guess that law. What's happened to change their minds about the wisdom of letting the Green Mountain Care Board tell hospitals what services they can and can't cut?
So ironically, it is the Green Mountain Care Board that has come to lawmakers and said, we are not equipped to make this decision. Our wheelhouse is hospital budgets. We shouldn't be in charge of these more clinical decisions. However, they argue that the Agency of Human Services, which is the other main hospital regulator, they say AHS is perfectly positioned to make this call because AHS is currently at work on this big hospital regionalization reform plan, right? And so they are in a very good position to be able to say whether or not cutting a particular service aligns with this vision that is in development right now.
Enter the Agency of Human Services. Are they ready to take this on?
They are not. They've been very clear they don't want to do it. Their argument has been, because we are working with hospitals, you know, this is a collaborative process, we are consulting with them, we don't think that we can both consult and collaborate on this and regulate it. We don't think we are in a position to tell them no.
Okay, so the Green Mountain Care Board doesn't want to do this anymore, but they say somebody has to. The only other regulator in a position to do it, AHS, says no dice. Where do lawmakers go from here?
Yeah, they're kind of in a bind, right? Because both regulatory entities say they don't want to do it. And I was talking to Representative Alyssa Black, who is the chair of the House Healthcare Committee. And she was drawing parallels between the conversation we are having in healthcare reform and the conversations we're having in education reform, right? Where everyone wants lower taxes, but no one wants their local school to close. Everyone wants lower healthcare premiums, but nobody wants their local labor and delivery ward to close. And it is proving very difficult to find an entity or decision maker that is willing to say with any specificity what it is that Vermont needs to live without.